First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. David Hara tells of a poignant moment, captured forever.
There we were, the three of us, my Uncle Dick, my brother Dick, and me, at the kitchen table in Uncle Dick's house. Our Aunt Mary Ann had died suddenly. She was the best aunt you could have. Both of us had crushes on her in our childhood. Now she was gone. At her funeral, my cousin asked if we could spend the weekend with Uncle Dick. How could we say no? Uncle Dick was one of our heroes, an FBI spy in World War II, then an attorney who represented injured railroad workers. He supported both of us through college, and he took me to Disneyland in 1957. What more can I say? So we sat in the kitchen, having coffee and a snack, when Uncle Dick said, "I want to ask a favor of you two. The answering machine recorded your Aunt Mary Ann's death." Mary Ann's best friend called, and the answering machine started just as she picked up. She died while they were talking. It's all on the message. I want to listen to it, but I can't do it alone. Will you listen to it with me? Of course we would. And together we heard these two 80-something-year-old girlfriends goof with each other on the phone like they were teenagers. They sang, "Come on to my house, baby," like they'd done it a million times. Then Aunt Mary Ann exclaimed, "Oh, ow," like she'd been stung. That was it. We three who had loved her looked up at each other with a mixture of sadness and relief. She left so suddenly, but so softly, so gently.
David Hara is a writer living in San Rafael. If you have a piece you'd like to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.